Bound for Pleasure, a Wyborn and Griffin fanfic written by Dr. Syzygy and read by Katie Hart
and Sylvain.
Rated explicit. Pairing Griffin Flaherty, Percival Wyborn. With additional tags for bondage, shibari, magic, dominance, and orgasm denial or delay. Summary. Percival Wyborn experiments on Griffin Flaherty with rope magic and restriction. Traveling from Withershins to Cornwall with the Endicott family, Basil Endicott shows Wyborn how he harnesses the winds in his knitting, releasing them when needed by unraveling the knitted wind catcher. Rope magic, Basil pointed out, is particularly well suited for magic that harnesses and restricts. The comment turned out to be particularly inspiring.
Griffin.
I've been practicing.
Wyborn says as we entered our cabin. He tends to be assertive and excited after casting magic, and now is no different.
Do you trust me?
He asks as he unbuttons my waistcoat and shirt, peeling his clothes off his torso. With my life, my Ival. I respond, reaching for him. He kisses me and pulls my arms away, bending them behind my back. He walks me up to a wall and pushes me up against it, pinning me in place with his hip as he slowly takes off his own waistcoat and shirt. Chest against chest, he kisses me deeply and pulls me back into the middle of the room.
Don't move,
he instructs. He pulls out a long skein of red silk rope, a good half inch thick. Grabbing both the carefully lashed ends, Wyborn whips the rope to uncurl it, then starts running it through one hand, grasping loosely. Once he reaches the end, grasping the folded midpoint of the rope, he focuses back on me with a hungry grin.
Hands behind your back, darling. Grasp your wrists.
I obey, winding my fingers around my underarms. I feel Wyborn start winding the doubled rope around my wrists, keeping a finger between my skin and the rope. The friction still heats my skin a little bit, even with him shielding me. He ties it off, yanks at the end to test the grip, then pushes two fingers under my right-hand fingers.
I will check in on you like this.
Wyborn pushes against my fingers, softly prying them loose from the arm.
And I need you to push back.
I comply, pushing my fingers back towards my arm. He moves his fingers out and lays them over the back of my fingers, pushing inwards.
And push back again.
I push, and he repeats the check with my left hand.
Every time.
His voice takes on a commanding tone.
Every single time I do this, you need to push back. If you don't, I will stop immediately, free you from all that binds you and see to your health. I will also stop everything.
He leans into me, his breath warm and enticing on my ear.
If you mention the word turnwise, say it for me now. Say it so I know you know it.
I hesitate. Turnwise, I bring out, and Wyborn immediately takes a step back, leaving me with an empty feeling as I lose touch.
The word is active now,
Wyborn says.
The next time you say it, everything stops.
I pull a bit at the rope, holding my arms tight against each other. I can feel my muscles bulge as I strain against the rope. Like a harnessed sled dog, I feel like his instructions and restraints give me a place, a purpose. From whirling around the world alone, cut off from family and roots, Ival gives me a home, a family, a role in the world. He pulled the parallel ropes up, angling it at the top of my bicep to cross across the chest. The rope goes straight across the back and wraps around the top of my arms three more times. Then he pulls the rope in under the strap leading down to my hands. My arms get pulled up as he pulls the rope tighter. The rope goes underneath the wrap a few times, his finger between my skin and the sliding rope each time.
Is this still comfortable?
He asks. I nod, and he pulls the rope between my armpit and the horizontal wrap. The rope goes back behind my arm, across the back and out under the other armpit. Back behind my arm, and he ties it in at the middle of my back. He then runs the rope across the bottom of my bicep, and then around my front a few inches below my nipples. Wrapping around three times, he then secures the rope in the middle. He pulls the rope out behind my arm, wraps around the lower horizontal wrap, and pulls it back along my elbow. Repeating on the other side, he finally secures the end of the rope. Securely bound, he pulls me backwards so I lean onto him, swaying a bit on my feet. He pushes my fingers, first outwards, then inwards, and I respond to each push by pushing back against his fingers.
I want you just like this,
Wyborn tells me.
Harnessed, contained, restricted, building up your energy like a dam to release it at my will, an instrument for me to play, a taut string to pluck.
At this last word, his fingers tap lightly on the top of my cock. It twitches in response. Wyborn pulls out a silk string, black, slightly flattened, almost like a ribbon, thin and supple. He runs it through his fingers a few times, then kneels in front of me.
Watch me. Watch this. Watch carefully.
He instructs, and leans in to lick my glands. He lifts the silk ribbon and places the midpoint right below the frenulum. The ribbon is wrapped up on both sides, meets in the middle, and with a twist, both ends of the ribbon return in the direction they came from. Moving them back at a slant, the ribbon ends meet and twist an inch lower along the bottom of my cock, then again another inch down at the top. Once he hits the base, Wyborn wraps the silk ribbon twice more around the cock before pulling the ends down, up between my testicles, around my scrotum just above the testicles, and then finishes with a knot right there. As he is tying up my cock, with every twist it takes, the ribbon glows a little more bluish to my shadow sight. With each twist, my lust surges, straining against the ribbon. I hunger for release, but the ribbon cages me in. Like a river against the dam Ival mentioned, I feel myself pushing up against the magic in waves. With the final knot at the end, the ribbon has completely changed colour. None of the original black silk sheen remains. My cock is now caged in a softly pulsating blue network. Lower down, I see Ival finally unhitch his pants, revealing his own, majestic and stiff, glistening in the candlelight.
Now, let's try this,
Wyborn says. He licks my glands, and then wraps his fingers around my cock, enveloping the silken cage and pulling back my foreskin. The silk ribbon stays with the skin, slides down along my shaft with his gripping hand. The tongue on my glands slides down underneath, and his lips follow, enveloping me in a warm embrace. I moan as he slides more and more of my cock into his mouth, and the sensations swiftly overwhelm the rest of the world. He starts pulling back, and then pushing his lips down my shaft again, teasing and massaging my cock with his tongue. I feel, fuzzy and out of the periphery of my world, a touch. A touch that I should recognize, a touch that is important. His head sinks back down, and I pull my attention away from his lips long enough to realize the touch is on my right-hand fingers. I push back, and now the touch is on the back of my fingers. Wyborn speeds up, and I push my fingers out. The signal pushes on my left hand follow, fuzzy, as if hidden behind a veil. But I push back as agreed. I'm getting close, I moan, expecting to release at any moment. He sucks more intensely, pulling back to tease my glands with his tongue, and starts pumping his hand along my shaft. My knees go weak, my entire attention focuses in. And nothing exists in the world except for my cock balancing on the edge of an explosive release.
Wyborn. I feel Griffin starting to sway as his knees go weak, with his cock buried in my mouth. Pulling out, I lead him to the couch and sit him down on. I kneel in front of him and continue where I left off. He would have spent by now, but instead I feel his entire body tense and shivering as he moans and whimpers. I was not certain this would work when I first came in. The theory seemed sound enough, but this was my first opportunity to attempt it. Judging by how my Griffin is balancing right on the edge of his climax, it works. I can harness his lust, restrain it, and charge him up. I pull back and stand up. He is panting, his cock glistening as it points straight up. I gently guide him to lie down on his side on the couch, and while I slowly, leisurely stroke him, I guide my own cock to his mouth. Grabbing hold of his hair, I guide his head as he eagerly starts licking and sucking. His moans are muffled by my cock, but his twitches and the rolling of his hips demonstrate clearly how my touch keeps him right on the brink of his orgasm. I speed up, taking my pleasure from his mouth, using him for myself, and I can feel my climax starting to build. Before I quite spend into his mouth, I draw back. I guide him back up to sitting on the couch and kiss him deeply, hungrily, sucking his tongue into my mouth as I pump his cock with my hand. He remains balancing right on the edge, my ribbon keeping him from climaxing, keeping him at this delirium-inducing plateau of pleasure. I stand him back up again. I slide around to his back, grind my cock between his buttocks, and whisper, "You know how excited magic makes me." I release his arms and unwind the rope. As it falls in coils around our feet, I trace the red marks with my fingertips and feel my excitement build. I lead him back to the couch and guide him to kneel, knees on the sit cushion, arms supporting him over the back, and his ass invitingly spread in my direction. I start preparing him with our jar of petroleum jelly and then cover my own cock. I am harder than I can remember ever before. He whimpers as I slowly sink into him. I grip his hips and start fucking him deep and hard. His head lolls to the side and I see his eyes close, mouth hanging half open, and whimpers and moans in time to my deep plunges. I speed up and spend deep inside my lover. I stay deeply embedded as I slowly deflate. Eventually, I pull out and clean up myself and then him. I guide him down to sit on the couch. His cock is standing proud, hard as I have ever seen him, with blood vessels stiffly bulging out along the shaft. The ribbon holds him in. The cock bulges very slightly out in a diamond pattern between the ribbon stretches. It twitches slightly as I watch it. I lean in and kiss Griffin's inner thigh, and then take one of his swollen testicles in my mouth, suckling softly. He moans and shivers. I move to the other testicle and then start lapping my way up the shaft. I wrap my lips around the head and devour him slowly, sinking deep. I speed up, caressing his testicles with one hand and pumping the shaft with the other. Long overdue for a climax, Griffin arches his back, swaying and twitching with every move I make. I release his cock and slither my way up his body, kissing and licking his skin as I go. As my tongue touches his nipple, his entire body twitches underneath me. I settle in, straddling him, his hard and twitching cock nestling between my buttocks, and kiss him hard and deep. "Are you ready for this to end?" I whisper and nibble on his earlobe. He whimpers in response, and I slide back down to kneel in front of him. Catching his glance between my lips and slowly holding him in place, I reach up to the silk ribbon knot. I untie the knot and Griffin moans loudly. I unwrap the ribbon around the scrotum and he thrusts his cock into my mouth. I unwrap the ribbon between his testicles and he whimpers, his hips rolling and his cock sliding between my lips. As I unwrap the cock, each twist of the ribbon is rewarded by a stronger and stronger thrust as he starts shuddering and twitching. Finally, I untwist the last twist. Griffin howls, his arms lashing out and his hands grasping onto the blanket on the couch, whitening with the strength of his grip. His first spurt hits me at the back of the throat, and I pull back, softly wrapping my hand around his cock, steering his spent onto my face. Once it starts slowing down, I start slowly pumping him, each downstroke rewarded by a splash. Once Griffin's hands uncurl and let go of the blanket, I gather him up in my arms and lift him over to the bed. I envelop him as I spoon him. I stroke his hair and trace the rope marks with my finger. I hold him close as I whisper, "I love you. I love you." Over and over again in his ear. Eventually, his whole body relaxes and one arm slowly reaches up and strokes my hair. He leans his head back for a kiss and then licks my cheek.
"Is that all me?"
he asks softly and licks some more. "All you," I respond and reach for a handkerchief. He takes it from my hand and wipes my face and then rolls back into my embrace, his body relaxing. I pull our blanket up and over us, wrap my arms tightly around him, and let my head down onto the pillow. The end. Percival Wyborn experiences on Griffin Flaherty. I'll have to read that again because it sounds like crap.
And also you said experiences.
Experiments. Basil Endicott shows Wyborn how he harnesses the winds in his knitting, releasing in his knitting. I can words. is particularly well suited. There's no article.
He asks as he unbuttons my waistcoat. I feel Wyborn start winding the double rope.
Easy.
I feel Wyborn start winding the doubled rope, good lord. I'll get it eventually. He then runs the rope across the bottom of my bite.
And wrap the ribbon between the testicles, and he whimpers. His lips. I wrap my lips.
That's evil.
I love how we keep fucking up on the simple words, like lips and silk.
You didn't fuck up on plateau of pleasure, which was impressive.
And you didn't fuck up on frenulum.
True! Because I saw it up ahead and I was like, okay, gotta concentrate, that's a word.
But like, lips. Nope.
Lips.
Where was I?
At lips.